Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Bogetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Welcome, Bark Radio listeners. Well, it's a beautiful sunny day here in Central Virginia, and I'm betting we're going to talk about dogs.
Probably a little bit. I mean, it seems like a doggy type of day.
Yeah, it's not a meow radio, huh? Okay, so Terry, you got a list.
Yeah, I do, but I can't write. Apparently, I'm special. Good. All my pens are dead.
Oh, okay. Not meant to write.
No. I've got something that's kind of neat, and people in the dog environment probably have heard some of this. I think at least everybody has heard about Michael Vick and his monstrosity that he had on a piece of land here in Virginia called Bad News Kennels, where he tortured, killed dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the police started kind of putting a lot of pressure on him, he got rid of that property pretty quickly to an investor who was sitting on it for several years now. They've just finally sold it to Tamara Thane, who we interviewed, I think, maybe 2 years ago.
I think so, yep.
From Dogs Deserve Better.
So, Wowzer Dowser,
yeah.
The bad, evil property is now going to house dogs who need rehabilitation.
Right. The idea is she's going to have between 400 and 500 dogs there. Once they get kicked off, and it's supposed to be mid-July of this year. The official date for closing was the 27th, so I assume that's happened, although I haven't seen anything reported on
right.
it. She had the money to close, and there's lots of donations
Woo-hoo!
Still rolling in.
This is very cool.
But it's going to go from Bad News Kennels to Good News Rehab Center.
All right. As it should be. How appropriate is this?
Yeah.
That's just such a cool story.
It's cool. It'll be interesting to see, and being that it's in Virginia, maybe we make a road trip.
Oh, that would be way fun.
Take
go visit them when they get
and
up and running.
Them, yeah.
Do some interviewing over there.
Yeah.
And this is really cool. One of the articles I read about this said that an anonymous donor has promised to make house payments on this place for the next 10 years.
That's awesome.
That just rocks.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, thank you.
That's very cool. That's got to be a load off of her mind.
Well, yeah, to know that, for 10 years, they're good to go.
Yep.
And they'll get lots more donations.
Yeah, she's a pretty good fundraiser, I think.
Yeah,
and
I think
there's
too.
A lot of folks behind it. It's a great program. And for folks that don't know, just search for Dogs Deserve Better. It's the first one that comes up. But basically, her program is, and she is very much an activist in the animal community, but her program is to take dogs off of chains and give them fenced-in space. If they have to be an outside dog, give them a space to run. Give them a space to walk. And she does a lot of different things. Sometimes it's donating fences. Sometimes it's putting them in for the owners. Sometimes dogs just disappear.
Go poof and find a better home.
Find a better home. I don't know how that happens, and I don't want to know.
No, nothing.
We think that she does some pretty good work. I applaud her work in this case especially because this is amazing to turn such a...
A negative.
Such a negative.
Into a positive.
Yeah. And she's one of the articles I read said that they were going to do a sort of a memorial area for the dogs that had been gone through all that. So that was pretty cool.
Wonderful. And Tamara does, she is also really involved in trying to better legislation for dogs. You really, if you haven't been to her website, dogsdeservebetter.org, great cause, good people, and I think the land deal is awesome, man.
Yeah. Can't wait to see
that
the
rocks.
Next steps.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so let's see here. Me next or you next?
I think it's you.
Okay, it's me. Alrighty. Okay, really cool story that showed up right around Memorial Day. We talked about, and it's been all over the news, when Osama bin Laden was killed. There was so much hoo-ha about the military working dog or dogs who were part of that. So this story is about, it was done on ABC, and it's about the fact that now, unlike in past wars, the military is allowing civilians to adopt military working dogs when they retire.
Yep.
I think we talked about this before, that in the past they've been considered a commodity.
Right.
Rather than a soldier.
They were property or equipment, which is horrible.
Hello. I mean, they're soldiers just like their partners or human partners are. So I just kind of wanted to mention this again, and we're going to put a link up. They're saying that most of the dogs are either they're Malinois or shepherds, usually not German shepherds, but some of the other shepherds and Labrador retrievers. And we'll give you the link if you're interested in adopting a military working dog. Oh my gosh, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
Take somebody who's risked their life and give them a cushy home for the rest of it.
Yep, just some cookies and some playtime.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, big comfy bed. So I think that's just a really cool thing, and we need to encourage our listeners to go there. And then, oh, for heaven's sakes, there's always a recall on something in there.
Yeah. It's either human food or dog food, but yes, there's always a recall on something.
Yeah, well, if any of y'all are feeding your dogs pig's ears, you might want to check to see if they're made by Bravo, because there recently was a recall because of salmonella, once again. We'll put that link up, and you'll be able to see the product code number.
It's crazy. I mean, just recently the outbreaks in Germany for vegetables, and it's a super strain too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, not good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's kind of worrisome because you really wonder what the conditions are where the stuff's manufactured.
It's got to be disgusting.
Really nasty. Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
Want to go undercover, Terry? It could be really gross. Yeah.
So.
Can we send somebody else undercover with a camera?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. They can take pictures.
There you go.
So yeah, guys, just be careful what you put in your dogs, because some things can really make them sick.
Yeah. Well, we picked up some pig's ears. And this is not from this batch, but this is a while ago, and they smell horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And
they do.
I mean, rawhide is one thing, but they're not only oily, because we'd only let them have them outside,
right. But
they're oily and they smell bad. It's like,
do we really want to put these in our
dogs? Yeah, not so much.
And it's a challenge, because you want to be able to give your dog stuff to chew on that's not going to hurt them, that, you know, is appropriate for them. And I don't know, the stuff that anybody does to make these products so they can sit on a shelf for 1,000 years and, you know, supposedly pass, I hope, some kind of inspection, da-da-da-da-da.
Allegedly.
What do they put in them? I don't know. It's so hard to know what to give your dog, but just be careful, guys, because...
Well, in some cases, and it depends on where the raw hides come from, and we talk a lot about it, only in the U.S., you know, buy American stuff, and that's true across the board, but some of the foods and raw hides get radiated. Kill the salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine that's very good.
Mm-mm. And the rawhides are bleached.
Yeah, they are bleached. What we've been going to, and we still do some rawhides, again, only U.S. Mm-hmm. processed, but is antlers.
Yeah, and those are really popular with a lot of people. I think they're a really good alternative.
Yeah, they're natural. All they do is cut them up.
Mm-hmm.
Local store that we've talked about, Ginger's, carries them, and they're all natural drop.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
cool.
You know, when they shed their horns, there's somebody out wandering around picking them up, and they're cutting them up into chunks, and they sell them. They're a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs love them.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I've never given them to my dogs, but very, very cool. Yeah. So antlers.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Antlers are good.
Yeah. Well, about all I've got.
Yep, me too. I think for today.
Out of here.
Bye.